first time in 18 months, I'm headed home, not to leave, but to stay. I just gotten a blessing from my father, my patriarch. I recorded it. I didn't tell him I was recording it. I didn't want to spook him. At the request of his wife, whom I respect highly. A lot of mention of understanding. Blessed with understanding. And seems to mesh well with the thoughts I've been having about listening. I don't know if I need to be quieter. But I need to make sure to listen. Anyway, yes, understanding. And I haven't reviewed that recording yet. I wasn't gonna do that until I got back with Lisa. Because she will want to listen to it too, I will imagine. I try to take care of Lisa to help her to feel better about things. She can get very concerned. I don't know if nervous is the right word, but she can get very concerned about if this is going to go well or not. And, I don't know if it's a lack of confidence in me. She certainly deserves to lack confidence in me. I don't know that I've really given her cause to have great confidence in me. I think I like praise as much as anybody does. My family, my father and my mother and my brother, well, my dad and my brother speak of confidence that I'll do well. My mom had her own private things that she wanted to talk about. It had nothing to do with my future work. And I'll be honest, it's pleasant to hear of confidence. I guess in my own private stupidity, I've always thought to myself, perhaps expressed to some others, that I didn't like a lot of yes people. You know, people who would say yes to your face and speak unkindly behind your back. If you're going to speak unkindly, you might as well do it in front of me. And I don't know if that has been thrown at me in spades with my wonderful wife, Lisa. Who doesn't, at least she hasn't thought along these lines very much. In expressing confidence. I very much respect my dad and my brother for their great experience. And so when they when they express confidence in me, I know it's just not them blowing sunshine up my skirt. I think they see the things that make them do that. Now, I'm never gonna feel that way personally, but it makes me feel good. And I do understand Lisa's worry. She knows me better than anybody else. And I think her largest contribution to our marriage, I don't know if it is the largest, but it's one of the bigger ones, is that she isn't going to let me get a swelled head. And that's a blessing. A lot of people hope I am going to succeed, so that's how they phrase it, you know. That's what they've taught and learned over the years, that when you expect and anticipate successful behavior, you have a better chance of getting it. And I think I think that's true. Temperature is temperate as opposed to sweltering or just convection oven experience. That was St. George, and to be honest, up in Glendale it was a little more pleasant. Anyway, everything's great, everything's good. So yeah, that just from what memory I can pull, which is bad, my father used the term understanding a lot of times and blessed me with understanding. And I think that's great. I am going to have the inspiration that I've had and the words of my father's blessing to be a large part of my plan going forward. Anyway, so we just got we're somewhere between Bloomfield and Cuba, headed back to Lisa. It was a heck of a circumstance that has me in this position. This whole trip was going to be quite a bit different. Lisa and I were going to take it together with air conditioning, and and be out here a lot longer. The fact that I'm driving home of a Sunday was not in the plan. The plan got upended completely. But that's okay. Everything that I needed, that I set out to accomplish, got accomplished. And I've been very mightily blessed by my brother in a very in a very good way. My car no longer squeaks. Everything's doing well. And, and I got the blessing of my father, which I'm happy to have, and he seemed very happy to have the opportunity. When you get older, I've already gotten into this thing. I used to exercise my priesthood in the manner of blessings 100 times more often than I do now. I get asked occasionally, but nothing like I used to. That's okay. That's passed on to other people. Younger guys who are so much more doing, you know, ever since I came back to the branch in Tucumcari, I have really been elsewhere and only around occasionally. Now I'll be around a lot more. I wonder how that's going to change. I expressed a concern. Dad made it sound like that Lisa and I had rarely lived together. And it's like, oh, you know, and I... What's brought poignantly to mind is Dad's got as bad a memory as I do. I've just had less things to forget. And I've lived my life, so I know a little bit more about it. Although Lisa she happily corrects me. But she corrects me often. Oh, we're coming to the library. Old oil storage facility here. I don't know how much that gets done anymore. I think it used to be an old oil refinery, perhaps. Now, regardless. So, Dad was very concerned about making sure that Lisa and I's marriage didn't fall apart for being around each other too much and me driving Lisa crazy. Certainly possible, but I think we're going to do okay. I think Lisa and I are working hard. It will remain as it always has been. It's Lisa's life upon which I am simply support services for her. Any other expressions I have of anything else are done outside the home, so I don't... So I don't bother her peace. Regardless, I'm not sure I really have much to say. Right now I'm very happy because I've got a cloud overhead. There was a little bit of rain. It's made things quite a bit cooler than they were earlier today. I was going across the top of Arizona, and now I'm in New Mexico. Working to get closer to Albuquerque. getting in from Albuquerque on to Kincare. I have no idea when I'm going to get there. I'll get a better sense for it when I get to Albuquerque, knowing that the distance from Albuquerque to Tucumcari is a good solid 3 hours. Always felt like this road from Farmington to Albuquerque was around 4 hours. It's really going to be a great blessing. They're building a temple in Farmington up by the college. San Juan College, which my dad forgot. I did a semester of one class at San Juan College while I was living with him between I finished up my attempt at going to college at Texas Tech. That fell apart. And I went to Farmington, where Dad and Karen were, with a young Hal. And I recall had just gotten home from his mission not too long before. I don't know if he was working for Dad as a salesman. I don't know. Steve and I went to young single adult thing. I was barely a young single adult. You know, I was just out of high school. This was the fall of 1985. And I lived with Dad. Took one class in San Juan College. I was working at McDonald's. Wasn't around much. Dad certainly remembers my thought to go work up at the theater in Durango. I forget how far away Durango was, about an hour? It seemed like that the whole situation was horrible. It wouldn't have really worked. Not with how much money I'd be making, except to say that I was hoping to get the, I think it was an assistant manager's job or a projectionist job, which I'd had in Lubbock, in which I had been paid very handsomely. So it might have worked if I hadn't gotten that. But the chances of me getting it, I don't think were very good. I was too young. Everybody was going to be, wants me to go on a mission, which I ultimately did. Anyway, so I lived with Dad up until he'd always offered to pay for a semester of college anywhere I wanted to go. And I had the closest thing I could ever possibly qualify as a girlfriend. She had gone to Rick's College, so I followed her, sort of. Yeah, I did. And I went to school up there. And I think. The girl's name is Kirsten, and I think I only went to one thing with Kirsten, and it really wasn't with her. It was some kind of larger kind of party, and I don't remember enough about it, but I didn't like it very much. I found it interesting. Anyway, so went up there to Rick's College, deathly ill, read the Book of Mormon, got a testimony of it, decided I was actually going to go on a mission, put my paperwork in, and and then in the summer of 1986, about the right time, I just recently turned 19, I went on a mission to Utah for 2 years. And, came back, married Lisa, and commenced trying to figure out life. And as I always say about Zenith folk, which is people who are not really disabled, just really intensely different, kind of a undiagnosed Asperger's syndrome type of people that just go on with life anyway, you know, that you don't hide out somewhere. Anyway, so, all Zenith people are late bloomers. It's just the absolute nature of the situation. Always going to be comparatively late bloomers. But I think okay, ultimately. I seem like I've done alright. I'm not unhappy with my situation. There it is. So here I am. I left my current employer. It's Sunday now. I finished my last day with New Mexico Tech on Thursday. I am currently unemployed, but with a contract that starts on August 1st, 2022. I'll start working for Baselands Community College as their chief information officer. I'm sorry, yeah, I'm not talking anymore, so it's time to stop. And, we're just entering the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. So, I don't know how far I am from Cuba, but hopefully not too terribly far away. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Talk to you later. Goodbye.